The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Have you ever wondered how a new word ends up in the dictionary, a new Irish word ends up in the Irish dictionary, an Irish translation of a word generally in English that we've gotten used to using, a word like maybe doom scrolling or riz or selfie? Well, here to answer all of those questions, Dr. Garóid O'Clarkín from DCU. Garóid, you're very welcome to the show. Where does the process start when a new word kind of emerges into the cultural consciousness? How then do you go about translating it? Who translated? Who are the people responsible?
Hi, Kieran. Yeah, well, it usually starts with a request. So it might come from an individual or an organization, or it could come from a researcher, for example, or someone who's writing a book or an article about any subject, really, any technical subject. And they go to the general points of reference, like the online terminology website for Irish, terma.ie, and they find that there's no Irish equivalent of this concept, and they decide to make a request to the terminology committee then, and anyone can do that. It's just a matter of filling in a form on a web page, and the committee then is made up of there's two full-time staff, and then there's a large committee of volunteers, including myself, and the committee will do the research on the concept, what it means, try and find out if there is an Irish version of the term in circulation. Sometimes there is, sometimes there isn't. The more technical it is, the less likely there will be an existing term, because, you know, in a practical sense, a lot of technical subjects aren't really conducted through the medium of Irish very often. So so the committee will do that research, and if there isn't already a term in circulation, they'll propose a term. And that goes through then a couple of stages of validation and standardization, and it's finally approved and published on the National Terminology Irish.
So let's say there is no term. So if I look up terma.ie for the word riz, you know, which is kind of someone who's got charisma, I think is the way to describe riz. You're asking someone of the wrong generation here to define it. But it's not there. There's no kind of Irish for riz, it seems. So, how then do you go about deciding what the word should be?
Yeah, well, it's very difficult for sort of slang, I suppose, which riz would be something that's kind of very much, it's culturally specific, and it's emerged in a certain cultural and generational context. So in those cases, the committee will often actually give it a swerve.
And, okay.
And that they're the terminology committee, not the words committee. And that you know, new words and slang and stuff is more the domain of the dictionary writers. But occasionally, you know, words and terms do overlap, and a word can have a very technical meaning, and a term can become part of the general lexicon. So you do get these words that are very hard to translate, and you could spend, like, for the most part, terminology is quite easy to translate, because a lot of the existing pieces, the existing elements are already in the language, and you're just really combining them. But for something like riz, like, you know, you could half a morning being spent, you know, arguing the pros and cons of various ways of translating it, and maybe nobody any the happier at the end of the process.
So I give you then another example that is in term. So a selfie, if somebody does look up what the word for a selfie is, they will find that has been translated. And it's féinín, I think, is the Irish word for selfie. So that kind of compares maybe to words like, I remember, you know, people will remember from when they were in school, like telephone, you know, F.O. Father N. or Thoravak Adam. You know, it's very different in the sense that it's a completely different word from the English. So, I mean, how do we end up with telephone for one and then féinín for selfie?
Yeah, well, I suppose féinín is actually a pretty literal translation of selfie. Féin is the self, and ín is a diminutive, so a little version of. So, like, you know, he's a little self. A féinín is a little féin, I guess. So it's pretty much just taking the same building blocks, just translating them.
So the building blocks were there, whereas for telephone, the building blocks aren't there. It's completely alien to the Irish language.
Yeah, well, it's a funny telephone, and there's a few other equivalents as well, but there's often two ways or two approaches to dealing with new terms that are coming in from a different language, from English mainly. With telephone, It's a transliteration. So basically, it's just the sound of the word tell and phone are gaelicized, given an Irish spelling, and that's a perfectly acceptable way and standard way to deal with terminology. But then there's an equivalent word gohan, which also means telephone in Irish, and it's the word for voice go, and on, which means an object, so an object of voice. So there were two different kind of variants for the word. Equivalents for the word telephone in circulation in the Irish language. Telephone's probably slightly more widely used, but it's hard to say. You need to look at a corpus. But the transliteration approach often gets, for a better word, sneered at because it seems like it's a bit lazy or it's just changing the spelling. But that's actually how most terms are dealt with in most languages. If you look at a lot of technical terms, you'll find that they don't really vary that much from language to language. If you look at them in French or in Russian or whatever equivalent language you want to pick, you'll often find it's the same elements stand out. They're often based on Greek and Roman roots, and that's, as I say, it's a perfectly normal and standard way to deal with things. But at times, like with Gohan, it's clear that users of the language weren't satisfied with the sort of mechanical transcribing of the word, and they decided to go in a different direction. So it just shows, I suppose, that terminology, particularly when it's for a widely used concept, a widely discussed concept, it's something that people have strong opinions about. And the committee do deal with a lot of requests from users who would fault a particular term for whatever reason, and ask the committee to look at it again. They might provide evidence that there's a different variant in use in the community, on the radio and so on. And the committee does, look at such things, sort of positively. And if there's evidence that, a different term is in wider use, yeah, what will happen? The committee will often, include that term, and they'll deprecate the existing one. So there is, it's not that these things are set in stone or more,
Because you gave an example of the people who might make applications at the start, and you talked about kind of scientists or researchers or people putting together kind of academic papers. And I just wonder, when you're dealing with highly technical language, how difficult the job is, A, and then B, when you've got to translate a kind of a word from science, from English, do you translate from the English, or do you go back what is often kind of a Latin source of a word and translate from that? I mean, what's your source material for translating?
Yeah, in the sciences, in biology and so on, if chemistry, it would often be the Greek and the Latin. And then that's actually the same in English. A lot of the existing kind of elements that build up the names for, pharmaceutical substances or whatever, or different types of chemicals, or indeed different, parts of the body. And that, they all kind of go back to Greek and Latin, to classical roots. So Irish is no different in that sense, So there's just generally, for most of the kind of more technical subjects, there are kind of long established rules that are followed. And, you do come across, I suppose, new constructions that don't follow those rules, and they can be tricky and they can take a bit of working out. But for the most part, we're looking at AI terms at the moment, and, stuff like generative artificial intelligence.
Oh God, yeah.
That term doesn't actually exist in Irish at the moment. It's not in the dictionaries. It's not on terma.ie. But you can be 99% sure that it'll be intlochtheirge yinunach, because the word for generative exists in many contexts, and the word for artificial intelligence exists already, intlochtheirge. So it's really just a matter of combining those two elements. And that would be the case for the vast majority of the work that the terminologists do, But then there's maybe 5 or 10% of hard cases where it's more difficult. It's very difficult dealing with certain metaphors. Like, for example, again, in the area of AI, there's an expression, a hallucination, which is when an AI spouts out some apparent fact that turns out to be totally false.
Yeah.
There's no real reason for it. It's a black box. We don't really know why that happened. So it just seems that the AI is, hallucinating or, raving. And that's obviously the English word hallucination is a borrowing from psychology, I guess, or from a metaphor. So when you have to look up a translation, that it gets a bit tricky. Or do you just copy the English metaphor and call it a bring lodge or something like that? The Irish word for dream.
Yeah.
Or do you translate it literally, which will be more accurate, but often takes two or three words to do so? So then you're looking at a very long term, which is kind of a mini definition. So there's all these pros and cons, and that's kind of the where the discussion and the committee okay. were getting different opinions, trying to come to a consensus.
Listen, it's really fascinating stuff, and I'd keep talking about it all day, Egro. But listen, thanks a million for your time. Dr. Grodd O'Clerkeen is from DCU.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.